Heather, what kind of animals do you have on your farm?
Pigs.
Pigs. There was a girl named Heather who lived on a farm, and on that farm they had lots of pigs. And one day, before Heather was going to school, the father says, Heather, before you go to school, go down and check the pigs, but don't open the gate. And Heather says, oh, I won't open. Oh, no, I won't. No. So she walked down, and she's looking at the pigs, and she looked at the pigs, and the pigs looked at her. And Heather says, those pigs are the dumbest-looking animals I have ever seen. They wouldn't get out of the road even if a car was coming. They would jump off a cliff and think they wouldn't hit bottom. I bet I can open this gate and they won't even come out. So she opened the gate a little bit. Nothing happened. Opened it a little bit more. Nothing happened. Opened it a little bit more. Nothing happened. She says, hey, you dumb pigs! They ran out right over. When she gets up off the ground, she looks around. She can't see them anywhere. She says, oh, I better go tell my father. She goes back to the house, and she's just going to open the door. And from inside the house, she hears, she says, that doesn't sound like my mother. That doesn't sound like my father. That doesn't sound like my brother. That sounds like a pig. So she looks in the window, and there's her father sitting at the table eating breakfast. There is a pig drinking his coffee, a pig eating his newspaper, and a pig peeing on his shoe. And the father looks out the window and says, Heather, you opened the gate! Get these pigs out of here! So Heather goes to the front door and she opens it a little bit. Nothing happens. Opens it a little bit more. Nothing happens. She opens it all the way and says, hey, you dumb pigs! And they all run out. And she chases them all back and shuts the gate. And she goes off to school. She says, boy, I'm glad I got all those pigs in. Wow, I'm going to be late for school. She gets to school. She's the last one there. The door's all locked. She goes to knock on the door, and from inside the school, she hears, boing, 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 boing. She says, that doesn't sound like the principal. That doesn't sound like my teacher. That sounds like pigs. So she looks up into the principal's office. The principal is sitting at his desk. There's a pig drinking his coffee. There's a pig eating his newspaper. And a pig peeing on his shoe. And the principal sees her up there at the window and he says, Heather, you opened the gate. Get these pigs out of here. So Heather opens the front door of the school a little bit, opens it more and says, hey, you dumb pigs. And they run right out of the school. She chases them all the way home. She gets back in school and says, oh boy. I never thought I'd get her. She sits down at her desk, and from inside her desk is a funny, scritchy sound. Says, I wonder what that is. She opens up her desk, and there, sitting in Heather's desk, is a new baby pig. And that's the end of that story.